36강, 37강 실전 모의고사 5회 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm thinking about trying to lose weight these days.
Why don't you go to the gym with me? I work out every day.
Really? Isn't that hard to do?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey Robin, did you hear who's coming to our school festival?
No, who's coming?
Your favorite pop group, Happy Girls. They're coming to our school on Friday.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is Principal Anderson. If you've watched the news recently, you probably know that people nationwide are collecting and donating old cell phones to people who can't afford one. So our school has decided to participate in the event. Recycling old cell phones saves energy and conserves natural resources. In addition, you can contribute to the society by sharing them with people in need. So, if you have any cell phones at home that you don't use anymore, please bring them to school. Your participation can help the environment and people. Thanks in advance for your cooperation.
4번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
If you have limited time to make meals for your family, you may be tempted to use powdered garlic rather than fresh garlic. But have you ever considered the health benefits of both types? Does garlic powder have the same health benefits as fresh garlic? In fact, processed garlic powder lacks substances that improve heart health. A recent study showed that rats that were given fresh garlic experienced better blood flow to a damaged heart muscle than rats that were given powdered garlic. So if you're concerned about heart health, it may be more beneficial to use fresh garlic.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I'm home.
Hi, Ted. How was school today?
Not bad, but I'm really hungry.
All right, go wash your hands.
But Mom, I'm starving. Can I just eat first and then wash my hands later?
No. Do you know how many germs are on your hands?
I don't care. I just want to eat something.
Ted, I'm serious. You may not see them, but there are a lot of germs on both of your hands.
Really?
Yeah, but don't worry. You can kill 98% of them just by washing your hands.
All right, I'll go wash my hands.
Great. That way you can keep yourself from getting sick.
6번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Wow, it's really hot today, Mr. Anderson.
It sure is. The weatherman said this heat is going to last for a week.
Then are we going to practice outside today?
No, we're going to practice in the air-conditioned gym.
That's good.
By the way, Kathy, you look really tired. Is everything all right?
Well, I haven't been able to sleep well because the national competition is around the corner.
Yeah, it's already next week. But I'm sure you'll do a great job at the competition.
Thanks to your guidance, I believe I can run faster this time.
You will. What was your 100-meter record in the last competition?
12 seconds. I want to break 11 seconds this time.
You're going to make it. You've been working so hard.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson.
7번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm home.
Welcome home, honey. How do you like our new room?
Wow, it's so beautiful. You hung a mobile from the ceiling for Amy.
Yes, she'll love it.
Definitely. Oh, I like our family picture in the heart-shaped frame on the wall.
I thought you'd like it. I got it to symbolize our love.
You're so thoughtful, honey.
Thanks. Do you like the teddy bear between the pillows on the bed?
Yeah, it looks cute. It matches the teddy bear blanket, too.
That's right.
And I'm so glad you put Amy's crib next to ours.
I thought that'd be great so we can easily keep an eye on her.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sean, what are you up to this weekend?
Well, Sunday is my fiancée Annie's birthday.
Oh, great. So, what are you going to get her?
Well, actually, I'm going to give her a picture I painted for her.
Wow, that's so sweet, Sean.
I just hope she'll like it.
I'm sure she will. That's a wonderful present.
Thanks. But I'm trying to figure out how I can wrap the painting.
I know a store downtown that sells wrapping materials for paintings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll give you the phone number of the store. Call them and see if they have what you're looking for.
Great idea. Thanks so much.
9번. 대화를 듣고 에어컨 사용 설명서에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm home. Wow, the air conditioner arrived.
Yeah, I'm just reading the manual right now.
Okay. Wow, the air conditioner is huge.
Yeah, it's a big one. In the manual, it says it's 35 centimeters long and 95 centimeters wide. And as you can see, the air conditioner has three parts. The actual air conditioner unit, the remote control, and the air conditioner fan.
Oh, yeah. The remote has a lot of buttons. It looks complicated.
That's why I'm looking at the manual.
Does it say in the manual about how to clean the air conditioner to save electricity?
I'm pretty sure that it's in here.
That's good.
There is also a phone number in the manual that we should call in case the air conditioner breaks down.
Okay, let's write that down on a separate sheet of paper so we don't lose it.
All right.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Hi. I'm looking for some fairy tale books that are really popular with kids.
All right. The Caroline's Fairy Tale series seems to be the most popular these days.
Oh, I've heard of them. I actually want to buy them as a gift for my son. How much are they per book?
They're $20 a book.
Okay. Then which three books would you recommend?
Well, actually, I recommend you buy more than five of them.
Why is that?
Because right now we have a customer appreciation sale going on. You can get 50% off your entire purchase if you do that.
Oh, really? That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Then how many books are in the entire Caroline series?
10.
I'll take all 10 books then. Here's my credit card.
Great. Your son will love them.
11번. 서머 캠프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention students, this is an announcement about the summer camp. Our school is providing all of you with a chance to participate in Teapot Valley Camp this summer vacation, which has excellent camp directors and great facilities. The purpose of this camp is to inspire a challenging spirit. There will be a variety of activities such as rafting, swimming, hiking, and team sports. The dates are from August 1st through August 5th. If you're interested, please sign up at www.teapotvalleycamp.com no later than July 20th. Registration's available only online, and there is additional information about the camp on the website. This will be a valuable and enjoyable experience. Thank you.
Butler's dolphin에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'm Arnold, the dolphin trainer at Great Sea Aquarium. Today I'm going to tell you about the most popular animal in our aquarium, the bottlenose dolphin. Many people assume they have a great sense of smell because of their name, but surprisingly, they can't smell well. However, they have great eyesight and hearing. What's particular about bottlenose dolphins is that they send messages to each other by making clicking or whistling sounds when they detect danger. The military even trains them to detect enemy divers. For their diet, they usually eat small fish and other sea animals, such as shrimps or squid. Bottlenose dolphins move as a team, but they hunt individually. Are you ready to see them? All right. I hope you'll enjoy them.
13번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 관람할 영화를 고르시오.
Jinsu, I have two free movie coupons. How about going to the movies after school today?
Sure. Sounds great.
All right. Here's a list of the movies playing today.
Let me see. Well, since school finishes at 3:30, we can't watch this one.
Yep, and we're not allowed to watch this one either because we're only 17.
Okay, then how about watching an animation today?
Well, I like animation movies, but only with English subtitles.
All right, then we just have two choices left here. Which one do you prefer?
I think we'd be late for the one that starts at 4 p.m. since we can't leave school until 3:30.
I agree. Then that leaves this movie.
All right. Let's watch it.
Sounds good.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you finished your homework, Andy?
No, not yet, Mom.
Then why are you sitting in front of the TV?
This is my favorite show. Mom, please let me watch it.
Go do your homework, Andy. You know we agreed that you can watch TV only after you finish your homework.
Mom, I promise I'll do my homework after this.
You've said that 100 times. You can watch TV after you do your homework.
But the show will finish soon.
There will be a rerun of it next week. You can watch the rest of it then.
There are only a couple of minutes left. Could you please make an exception this time?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 캐서린이 수학 선생님에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Catherine is a freshman in high school. Today she has to sign up for her after-school class. She decides to choose advanced math because she wants to major in math in college. She turns on her computer and tries to register for the math class. However, as soon as she clicks on the register button, she is disappointed to find that the class is already full. The next morning, she hears from a classmate that she can enroll in the class if she gets permission from the math teacher. So she hurries to meet the math teacher. In this situation, what would Catherine most likely say to the math teacher?
16번과 17번은 두 번 들려드립니다. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'm going to talk about a hot issue, the illegal use of intellectual property. Countless companies are struggling with people who copy or steal their ideas or content without permission. Under the intellectual property law, owners are granted certain rights to a variety of invisible assets, such as music, artwork, literary works, inventions, and company logos. Without protection of these assets, individuals' research and effort would not be compensated enough. So if writers or musicians become so frustrated by plagiarism or infringement of their copyrights, they won't continue to invest time and energy in developing their craft. Also, as the internet and social media have advanced rapidly, intellectual property rights have become more vulnerable to illegal downloading. Given that modern society relies heavily on humans' intellectual creativity, we cannot overemphasize protecting it.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'm going to talk about a hot issue, the illegal use of intellectual property. Countless companies are struggling with people who copy or steal their ideas or content without permission. Under the intellectual property law, owners are granted certain rights to a variety of invisible assets, such as music, artwork, literary works, inventions, and company logos. Without protection of these assets, individuals' research and effort would not be compensated enough. So if writers or musicians become so frustrated by plagiarism or infringement of their copyrights, they won't continue to invest time and energy in developing their craft. Also, as the internet and social media have advanced rapidly, intellectual property rights have become more vulnerable to illegal downloading. Given that modern society relies heavily on humans' intellectual creativity, we cannot overemphasize protecting it.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 자산의 예가 아닌 것은?